This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
We're rolling. Good? Yes?
Yes, we're rolling.
How many viewers?
Zero.
Zero viewers.
All right.
Wow, we get to say fuck.
Fuck.
Any viewers?
Not yet.
Zero.
Wow.
Fuck.
Are they snowed in?
How about now?
Still
fuck
zero.
Fuck.
I got two.
Two.
At least one of them is me, though.
Yeah, you're one.
Right. So hi, Phil.
Oh, Mamsie.
Mamsie. All right.
Mamsie
we'll
and Phil.
No, not Mamsie. It's Mamsie.
Mamsie.
Yeah.
We'll stop swearing now.
Okay.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast Facebook Live thing. I'm Chaz. AJ's over there.
What's up?
Pam's over there.
Hey.
Phil is over there with a broken toe.
Yes.
Hi. I have it elevated.
A car accident.
Yep.
Oh, crap.
Yep, the one casualty of the accident, Phil's toe.
His big toe.
Right.
Did you fact check the state police?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I always recommend questioning the police.
That's how he broke his toe.
Yeah.
What did you do?
How he broke his toe. A little billy club to the toe.
Bing.
Shut the fuck up, Bean Paul.
Right. They would say go for the toe, man.
So the roads were slick and Phil got into an accident.
Yeah. That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. Rear-ended four girls.
Yes.
Right. So that's a Friday night right there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
I imagine right now four young girls in neck braces.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
All crying Phil's name.
It wasn't that much force.
Yeah. No, I know, but you know what's going to happen.
Yeah. That one instigator, because one girl was driving, was like, I'm okay. And it was like, no, you're not.
Yeah. That's the instigator. That's the one.
Yeah. That's the one who smells money.
Yeah.
Right. Did she not see your truck?
They don't know me very well then.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how did you respond to that when the girl said, no, you're not?
When I looked at the driver and I said, she's right. We should call the police, but I just want to make sure that you're okay. I said, it looks like you're okay. So sit in your car. I'll sit in my car, but I just want to make sure that everyone's all right.
So you didn't look at her and say, you say that again, you're going to need an ambulance.
Definitely not.
No. Okay.
I would have yelled, why did you back up so fast? Why did you back up so fast?
Right.
Officer, I was drunk when she backed up into me.
Yeah,
why would you be backing up on the highway?
She was probably trying to go to the rest stop area. You can't back up that way.
Yeah, she missed it. That's right. She missed it.
Whose account is Sabo Auto Body?
It's a damn good one. I don't know
who's the account executive on that.
I couldn't tell you.
I'd go find them today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I'll talk to the manager. I'll find out from the manager.
Yeah. You could do the live reads.
Yeah, why not?
From experience. He's had like a million accidents.
Right. Next time I rear-end your kid.
Save me, Sabo!
Hi. This is Phil Antonelli, Chaz and AJ in the morning. I've wrecked a lot of cars in my life.
Right.
I have a lot of accidents. I've gone to a lot of body shops. So I can tell you firsthand, Sabo's the best.
Right. So next time I rear-end you, just know you're going to Sabo.
Yeah, if I wreck your car.
Right.
Go to Sabo. What's that, Phil? Pam?
Oh, on accident. But I just want to know, why, Phil, are you getting into accidents all the time? What's the deal?
What's the deal?
With you and accidents.
When was the last accident that I had before this?
I don't know. You said that you totaled four cars. So
that was in high school.
Yeah, but that's a lot.
There's one.
It's
right?
A lot.
Like, it's a lot. Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Well, in this instance, the car stopped in front of me, and I was looking the other way.
He was merging
And when
in.
I looked up, I didn't have room to stop. So I hit the brake, and I slid on the snow.
So you're pulling onto the highway?
Yes.
He bought gas the rest stop, was pulling it back in, and apparently...
You're pulling it back into the highway.
Right. Right. Or the way I saw it, you know, he was minding his own business.
Some reason I thought you were passing a salt truck, no?
No.
He already did that. Okay. The way I understand it, he was just driving down the road, minding his own business, and these girls threw their car into reverse and slammed into him.
Lawyer AJ in action.
I feel like Phil was getting onto the highway, but looking at some kind of a Instagram post from AJ so he could bust your balls.
Exactly right. Yeah. Look, he's got his feet in there.
I had my magnifying glass out. I was looking for all the imperfections. Yeah, oh, yeah. This looks photoshopped here.
No, I don't post porn, Phil. No need for the magnifying glass.
I think Phil was texting AJ saying, I'm almost at work, because Phil texts AJ every morning.
I call him.
No, you don't.
I call him.
Oh, yes.
When he called you, did you hear a bang in the background?
I heard something. I heard, oh, my God! Boom. Then I heard girls crying, and I'm like, oh, he got lucky. Cool.
Well, we're glad you're okay.
Thank you.
Right.
I'm telling you, anytime you give this guy an award or an compliment,
I was
or something,
waiting for that. Like, right. I was so waiting for that this morning on the air.
Like, employee of the year. Okay, yeah. Boom, smash into a car and you can't make it into work.
Yep.
I'm here. I made it into work. What the hell?
No, but it is some kind of a weird curse.
Mm-hmm, it
right?
is.
If you compliment him or give him an award, forget about it.
Yep.
Yep. I can't see anything because my head's so big. Just kidding.
Were you wearing the connoisseur cup over your head?
Well, try to help me.
No, I drive with it around my rearview mirror.
Right,
you know,
because
like, you know, like a pet, so I just didn't see.
One of the girls said we got hit by some weird gladiator. I'm driving my car down the road.
When Phil called you, did he sound like, was there an echo?
Yeah. Right. I'm like, what's that echo, Phil? He goes, I wore the connoisseur. Oh, my God. Boom.
I only have a year to enjoy it.
Well, we're glad you're okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I can tell. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we kick because you love.
Feeling the love.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know you're feeling it, too.
Yeah, he did do a good job getting his ass in here, though.
He
after
did.
That.
He did. He did.
I was so close. I was 4 minutes away.
Yeah.
Like, it was the last rest stop coming down the Merritt South. So, like.
Yeah. He said, I'm about a mile away from the exit, but I'm behind a salt truck.
He was very professional.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't like super nice or anything. Right. Just, you know, it's frustrating.
State police, they don't have a sense of humor. And we talked to them about that.
When they're wearing the hat, no.
Well, it's a little bit of snow and like you expect it. And this guy's like, oh, sure. 4 a.m. We're going to start right away. Right. Sun hasn't even come up yet.
Right.
No, I'm sure he was thinking that.
Yeah.
Right. When their hats are off, man, they're a party, man. Big time.
Yeah. It's the hat that does
it. It's the hat.
That's right.
It's the Smokey Bear hat. Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's something that comes with that hat.
Power.
It's like a switch.
Yeah, it's like the power. It's like superhero power.
Oh, I'd love to wear that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, you hit.
I'm going to take that Franken thing off.
It's a load snap.
Yeah. Mm. Now, what else?
Anybody? All I got.
I'm ready to go get a finger up my ass.
Right.
Which get a couple one? Of drinks can you first, request?
I don't know. The thumb.
Oh.
Yeah.
Too short, though. I don't think it would reach the prostate.
Pinky.
Dr. Rao has an abnormally long finger. I remember that.
I know. It's been up there.
Because we've done that in the studio, you know, for whatever goddamn reason. But Dr. Rao has an obscenely long finger.
I think he's the only man to ever put a finger in my butt. I don't think I had another doctor do it. So I've known him since I was in my 30s.
I had two different ones.
Yeah. No, he's the only man who's put his finger in my ass.
Both of mine were done in the studio in the monkey cage. The first time you guys got me a doctor that Eddie Saab.
Because that's a sanitary room.
And this guy's finger.
He had sausage fingers.
This guy's fingers were about they were like thick, like a log.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a finger puppet on that one. And then that was different. And then Dr. Rao was like, oh, you know, he went for the reach. Like he's got a normally long finger.
He's got that ET finger.
He does. And it's got like a little bend at the end, like a hook.
Yeah.
Yep. Like it almost like pulling up the stairs, like da da da, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's my big Friday fun. Anyone have any plans this weekend?
Comedy show tomorrow night. Myself, Dave Riley, and RDDB in Naugatuck.
I don't know why you say RDDB.
That's his stage name, RDDB. It's Arthur, our road manager, but he's RDDB on stage.
The road manager. What do you manage when you're doing a gig in Naugatuck for the road?
Like? Well, we can make sure we get there on, you know, at a certain time to load in, and then he's also in charge of like...
So anyway, how do we get tickets?
Oh, you go to DaveRiley.com.
Okay. How about you guys?
So tonight I'm just going out with my friend and her coworkers because it's her coworker's last day at work. He's going to, he's moving to upstate New York.
Oh.
So I'm friends with all of her and her coworkers. So I'm going to go celebrate that in Orange. And then I have and then tomorrow I'm going for a run with my friend Stacy.
And
that's
what?
A run with my friend Stacy. And that's all I got planned.
That's all right.
We should mention Barrett Jackson Collector Car Auction is going on Motor Trend Magazine all weekend long.
Okay.
So I'm watching that tonight.
So it's not on cable?
It's on cable, but there's no more Velocity. It's now Motor Trend.
Oh.
Motor Trend bought up Velocity. It's now at the Motor Trend channel.
All right. Yeah. Phil, get your car fixed?
Yeah. I think that's it. I got to figure out what's happening with that, how quickly everything's going to get put together. That's my priority for now. So everything else is going to sort of just be secondary.
Yep.
But if I can be home Sunday watching the games, that was what I was looking forward to.
Yep.
Yeah, so tomorrow night I'm supposed to go to this Havana night.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. So the music, the food, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Jennifer bought a dress, so nice. I know no matter what the weather is, it means we're going.
You're going, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's got to wear
gotta
that
wear
dress.
It.
You're going to pick the vehicle that's best in the snow.
Yeah, we have a lot of them.
Yep.
So, yeah. And then watching the game.
Yep.
That's it. I'm tired. Can you tell? Like, I'm out of energy.
All week. Yeah. I feel like we've all been sleeping.
I've been great all week, except for this, like, today. Like, I'm out of energy.
Yeah.
Where the hell are you people? Where are you people?
Yeah.
Are they making comments?
Yeah, any comments?
Yeah, Kyle from Long Island was saying it would be hysterical if a goose was what caused the accident.
Oh,
like, flew across the road right before.
Right.
He also got a job recently, so congratulations. He's now going to be calling in, he said, as Kyle the janitor at his old school.
Look at that.
Oh.
Yeah. So congratulations to Kyle.
Janitors are always the coolest people.
Well, they are.
Either the coolest or they're the people you read about later.
Right.
You're like, yeah, I kind of knew that.
Either way you know them.
Yeah. But every janitor I had growing up at school, they were always the cool people.
They had tattoos. They smoked.
Or, you know, they could just relate to the kids better than the teachers.
We had
know?
Dixie. He had a Chevelle station wagon. It had Krager mags on it and cherry bomb mufflers on it. She was way cool. Yeah.
Mm. And what else?
And people are saying, don't forget to buy the bread and milk.
Yeah. It's all gone by now.
Exactly.
Yep. It's bare.
All right. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. And have you purchased tickets for this Chaz and AJ Boardwalk Marina comedy night at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory? Have you?
Come on. Really? Come out with you. Come on. It's going to be
Rob
fun.
Freaking Kelly. Yeah. AJ's going to be on stage.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
AJ, are you going to do anything different or exciting?
Excited. I was going to light my nipples on fire. But,
cool.
Not by choice.
You know, holding you to that.
I'll probably, accidentally into a candle and do so, but yeah.
We can tape it, but we can't put it on YouTube. They
you
pull
tape
it
my
right
nipples?
Down.
Right.
Right. Yeah. The tickets are $20. I just don't know any comedy show you can go to and buy tickets for $20.
You cannot see Robert Kelly for $20 anywhere else.
No.
True.
So.
What?
I mean.
Everyone's telling janitor stories now. So this guy said his janitor got busted for buying the cheerleaders booze if they showed him their boobs.
Oh, my God. Right.
So like I said, they were either the coolest people or the people you read about later.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
balls.
No in-betweens.
With a little balls, nips for nips. That's funny. Come on. More of that. More of a comedy show.
Great tease.
That was good.
Did I miss something?
You just came back?
I just came back.
Be blank.
Nope, nothing.
Right. Buy tickets for that comedy show.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Vinnie Brand's place, but man, I heard that place is awesome.
You'll be impressed.
We're going to have a great time.
It's amazing.
We're going to hang out.
Mm. Yep. Come on.
How about we have Pam go up and do 60 seconds of comedy? 60 yeah. of comedy.
It's gonna be succulents.
Pam's 60 succulents of comedy.
Oh God, don't make
so
me.
I'll go up, I'll introduce Pam.
Oh.
And then I'll come back and I'll bring out whoever.
Vinnie Brand. Right.
And then Vinnie will introduce AJ and then Vinnie will introduce Rob Kelly.
Right.
So she's gonna do a MyPillow commercial on stage.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the only thing she knows how to time out 60 seconds.
It's 60 succulents of comedy with Pam.
Keyword suck.
All right. The tickets are at chazandajinthemorning.com. I'm sure you can go to Vinnie Brand, his site, but it's the Friday night. It's Saturday night, the 26th at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the early show.
Anything else before we wrap it up? We're good.
We're good.
All right. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday. Be safe.
Peace out.
Yeah.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.